Tonight on Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we're going to review Season 41, Episode 3, My Million Dollar Mistake. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm broccoli is a tree that looks like a bush that's a tree bush. Broccoli top. That's my advantage and clue I have to give out. So something like that. I mean, does it count if you get it completely wrong?
Jack, kudos to you on doing it better than Brad did it tonight.
It was a 5-word sentence, and probably the pressure was on to say it, but.
I still think it's a really stupid way to do the immunity, whatever.
I love it.
But I do want to give kudos to Xander that played it really smooth because he said it again, but he made it in a way that kind of referred the other time. So it kind of made more sense than him just saying it out of the blue again.
Well, he was looking at Brad like, what the? What?
Well, he knows that's what it is.
Yeah, but he was like going, you didn't really say that. But anyway. Of course, Brad told everybody he had it, so it didn't matter.
Everybody knows about it anyway. It's just, it's completely useless, completely pointless, and I don't want to talk about it. But we have to talk about it because it's a show where we talk about Survivor.
Do we really have to talk about it?
It's part of the show.
People were tripping over advantage things today. It was like...
They were literally throwing them. They were like, let's just throw them in, like up in the air like it's money, see where it lands. I was like, you guys know Ben's not playing this season, right? Mike's not playing this season.
That was my first thought. I said... What is going on here? Anyway.
Nobody knows for sure, but excited to be with you all tonight. But I do have to... I realize I didn't put the link in our chat. So
I just did.
You did? Okay, perfect. Good. Because JP is here, and that's all that really matters. Tribe 3 should have to yell, Tippy Toes!
Which one's Tribe 3?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, JP, can't you at least... I mean... You should know the names by this point, I feel like.
Yeah, come on, JP. I don't even know the name of all the contestants, but.
Chris Dorn, Brad did say it fell out of the sky.
He was right. You got to play this game. he's like the cliche factory, isn't he?
I guess
gotta,
so.
You got to play it hard. You got to run for the gust. Everything he said was like a cliche, but you know, I felt bad for him because he, you know.
No, you didn't feel bad for him.
No, I didn't.
Your background's a big broccoli. Rose says, is JP your favorite? Never.
He's never. Oh, my God. Enough with the favorites.
I don't think anyone's ever said that about JP.
Yeah, nobody is.
Not even JP. Mm-mm.
There's a reason why when we do Jackbox games, everybody just makes fun of JP's. Well, JP-ness. I'm gonna say JP Ness, not his actual. Anyway,
not this his show, actual, this show not went his down actual a, anatomy, but like his
this show went down a dark
his JP Ness.
Did people call you JP Ness growing up, JP? I just want to know. Family friendly show. Okay.
Bro, don't get this. Listen, Elena is always my favorite until she loses it.
Poor Elena has dealt with me so much this week as we go back and forth on plans for the meetup this weekend.
Yes. I'm just excited that we're going to James Bond, or we might be going to James Bond. I like that plan.
I know. I think at least two people are going. I didn't buy our tickets yet.
Come on! Relax. Jack, do you want to go to James Bond on Saturday?
No.
No? You don't want to see James Bond?
3:45?
I do want to see it, but no. I got things. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Did JP hurt you? You don't want to see JP.
I'm not sitting in the dark theater with JP. JP, that's not pop. That's not popcorn.
JC Pitt said that his mom called him JP penis growing up.
Nice.
Anyway.
That's hilarious. Let's not tell our children that that was his nickname because they'll call you.
Oh, those keep calling that nonstop. Chris, the big question is, do they hide the broccoli idol clue again for someone else to find? And by someone else, I mean Jeannie. Yeah, I mean, it's so not a secret. I don't care.
Well, someone has to find it or Xander is.
I know, poor Xander. He had this glimmer of hope.
I thought what they were doing is like, okay, this isn't working. We're just going to throw all the clues out there so at least three people have it. At first, I thought that's what was going on. Yeah. I go, oh, wait, this is something different.
Yeah, it's something different.
Oh, okay, because I said, why would Brad have two?
By the way, if everyone saw it coming that Sydney and Tiffany were not going to like each other, right?
Well, yeah.
I was shocked.
Can we just talk about Tiffany's move again? I think is a horrible move because she said she wanted to have the steal a vote, but then didn't make any play to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it because I want to earn your trust, yada, yada, yada. She just did it, didn't tell Sydney. So Sydney didn't get any goodwill by her doing it because she just assumed both of them did the steal the vote.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she was going to get any goodwill anyway because it was like 2 minutes in and I don't trust her.
Well, they do those talking heads afterwards, right? They don't like literally say hi, like, all right, go tell us your thoughts real quick. They clearly probably do it after all of the things have happened. But I think they just take the seal of vote at that point.
They pulled him aside and she goes, yeah, I just don't like the way she she talks, man. She's playing the game too hard.
I don't know. Sydney's just going to blow up everybody's game.
Brad said, you got to go for the gusto.
Sydney's one of those women that says she's a feminist but actually hates other women.
I mean, I can't. I'm not a woman, so I cannot talk about this subject with any authority.
I'm a white male, so like, I just got to be quiet.
Well, I can say it.
I will empower you to have a place and a platform to say it. Did I say that right, Jack? Am I good? Am I going to get canceled? Am I good?
I don't know. Because the rules change daily, so I don't know.
Oh, my God. How about don't be a crappy person and you won't get...
It's true. It's true. I'm just teasing.
Yes.
Anyway.
Getting canceled isn't a thing.
Yeah, nobody really gets canceled. If Louis C.K. can still go do stand-up afterwards, nobody's getting canceled. Can we just agree?
The only person that's ever successfully been canceled is Janet Jackson.
I guess so. But we're not here to talk about being canceled or uncanceled because Survivor is still very much alive and on TV
right now. Brad got canceled tonight.
He could play Celebrity Survivor.
He got the boot. That is for sure.
He got the boot.
He got the boot. And who didn't see that coming?
Right?
But okay. I feel bad now because I feel like we've talked crap about Brad for an extended period of time.
Yeah, let's see. Who voted him out? Was it me? Did I pick him?
Well, save. We tally the votes at the end of the episode. What, you want me to spoil it?
No, let's just
go to the top.
Did you? Did you create this new idol that has no relevance because it's spoiled the second it happens? Was this your idea? Is that why you're defending
it? I love it. The fact that they have now somebody new has to say something, but that's the funny part, right? Is somebody new is going to have to find it, and they're going to have to come up with a way to make that phrase sound ridiculous.
It's really not funny.
It's hilarious.
Dumb. It has no significance whatsoever.
It needs a Big Bang Theory laugh track every time they say it, so I know when to laugh.
I'm going to look at tally the votes right now just to see. I'm not going to tell you though. Somebody did pick Brad to go home tonight, but I'm not going to say who it was.
It wasn't me.
Well, we're going to have to wait until it's time to tally votes at the
end. No, I picked Xander.
Again, I'm not going to say.
You picked Brad.
Scott D is in the house. Good to see you, Scott D. He also joins the Geek Dad Xander Life live streams as well.
Here's my hello hands just for you because we are live. Okay, so speaking of awesome things on the show, how funny was it when JD went, was it JD? Went to the bathroom and then they showed the bird poop.
It was all over Twitter. I know that.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty good timing.
Okay,
that bird
pooped
exactly when, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't done ahead of time, but that was the bird was spot on.
Don't care.
Because the bird was like, and then it pooped.
Well, I think they're always, you know, they're probably taking a lot of shots of birds.
They're like just pooping. Waiting for the poop. Kind of like when there was that thunderstorm when we were in Florida, and I just kept my, like, leaning on the railing and just held my phone like this. Waiting for a lightning strike. They were just waiting, like, looking at the bird's butt. They were like, poop, poop, bird, poop.
Chris has a good point. Can't wait to see Xander's face when Probe says first look at the new Ua tribe.
Oh man.
But you know, Mandy. I find it funny how each tribe has kind of the over players, right? And I think JD and Brad were over players in their own way. They were both on the hot seat, but JD got to keep himself in the game. Do you think his move to give his advantage to Shan was the move that kept him in the game and gave Brad the boot?
No, I think they thought Brad was the better. They don't think JD mm-hmm. from Scrubs. I don't think they think he's much of a player.
Oh,
I mean, he's what is he? George Costanza goes out to the bathroom, comes back with his advantage sticking out his pants. I mean, you know how George went to the bathroom, took off his shirt, came out. I was like, what are you doing? Anyway,
somebody's rewatching Seinfeld on Netflix. I can tell.
I haven't started it yet. Oh, okay. So I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I do remember that episode. Anyway, I don't think it had anything to do. I thought it was a stupid move myself.
Well, really, so you would have kept Brad and not JD?
Brad had
I'm saying it was a bad move for JD to give Shan? She could have easily just voted him out.
But she didn't. So I'm asking, did it work then? Did his move?
No, I think it worked.
Colleen, you have the floor. Why do you think it worked? Jack think it didn't work. Colleen, why do you think it worked?
I think it worked because it did kind of not dumb him down as a player, but it humbled him as a player. And it kind of, I think, maybe convinced Shan, like, all right, I've got this one person who, you know, is in my alliance that I really like, but he's got all these advantages that at some point probably will pay off. And I don't know if they will pay off, you know, before or after we have a swap or a merge, and who knows what's going to happen there. It's a wild card versus this other person who has just given me his advantage that is probably a super fan. So he'll be so grateful to stay in the game that I will be able to control him more so.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm with Colleen on this one. I think it was the right move because clearly she seemed to be split down the middle. The story about, you know, when their parents split up and I chose my mom over my dad and it sits with me to this day and I was 5. I think she really stressed about it. And I think the move of JD, like, kind of saying, listen, I messed up. I'm sorry. This is my action to show you that I do still want to work with you.
But she said after that happened, I have him basically in my hip pocket now.
Of course.
So basically she kept him because he's not a good player.
No, but I'm saying
how many times has this guy quoted Wu as one of his favorite players?
But my point is, she said I have him in my hip.
Come on, I mean at least 4 times I've heard him say Wu.
I'm not disagreeing. He's not. He's you know young and kind of overplaying and is bad with his jump shots. But my point in agreeing with Colleen here is the move kept him in the game because to your point, after he did it, Shan's like, I have him in my back pocket. It wasn't until that point she's like, I have him in my back pocket. So he's staying in the game. Is he in a good position? No, but it kept him in the game, I think.
Okay, I agree with that. It kept him in the game because it showed he was a bad player.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't the question. The question was that a move that kept him in the game? And I think it was.
And Brad, I think Brad is, I don't think Brad's a great player, but I think he was playing the game harder than...
Harder? JD's playing it hard.
JD's playing it terrible.
And Brad's not. They're both playing it terrible. Well,
I guess it came down to maybe, like you said, she can control, you know, because JD goes, you know, his crystal, whatever he was saying. I like the kid.
And this
he had a good speech.
Oh, it was a great speech. That's why I thought I was going home. I was like, oh, this is his going away speech. But I thought it was really great speech.
Yeah, he was just like, practice this. You're going to get more screen time.
This is my question to Jack. Jack, you are someone that believes that the results speak for the success. You prefer to live in a results-based business type world. So you say that Brad's a better player, but Brad, out of the game, JD still in it. Is JD a better player?
I think JD is still in the game because he's not a good player.
But he's still there and Brad's not. So doesn't that make JD a better player?
But we see that all the time. How many times you get the GOAT, not greatest of all time, you see the GOAT dragged to...
Lowercase GOAT.
Yeah.
Lowercase G, yeah.
Yeah, you see the GOAT dragged to Final 3 because they can't win. I think she sees it. She was worried about Brad.
But doesn't... But to your logic usually is, well, if they're there, they're clearly the better player.
And if Brad probably wouldn't have told her about the idol, maybe he's still there. That was a stupid move.
So is JD the better player? Mistake.
I don't know if it's a $1 million mistake. He was never going to win.
All right.
That was
so,
at least a $100,000 runner-up mistake.
Exactly.
Speaking of wild cards, Scott D asks, you guys rooting for the Cardinals or the Dodgers tonight? Sorry to change the subject. Absolutely. Go Cardinals. I've been a Cardinals fan my whole life. Paul Goldschmidt, Wainwright, Yadier Molina, Arenado. Big
fans.
Your whole,
that's family your whole that's life?
Dodgers fans?
Huh?
You have Dodger fans in your family? Both of you?
I do. Only I one, don't. I think. I actually only have one Dodger fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dad was a huge Cardinals fan.
Yeah, so going Cardinals. Go Redbirds. Woo! Yeah, Jeremiah Panhurst.
I can't root for the... Jeremiah's a huge Cardinals fan.
So,
I can't
supporting friends of the podcast tonight.
I hate the Dodgers. I'm not going to root for them. There, I said it. So, here, you can steal my vote.
I agree, Chris. Does Xander get his vote back? No, because he's still now that's gone.
Yeah.
And JP says, I get the vibe the triple immunity will not have a big payoff this season. No, it's impossible because everybody knows. And to Elena's point here, so now someone else has to say the broccoli bit? So dumb. 100%.
It's not dumb. It's so much fun.
No, it's not. It's dumb.
This is probably the worst thing they've ever done.
No.
I think I'm so
Redemption Island or whatever.
Ghost Island was awful.
Okay, Ghost Island was pretty bad, but this if they had Ghost Island again, they'd probably put it on Ghost Island because it's so I just hate it.
Oh, I think it's fun.
Again,
somebody else has to say the broccoli.
What they should do is let me make
a new way.
So is this a hidden camera show where he makes people look like a fool? Because that's what this bit is turning into. Where hey,
trying to do things to make it go viral, where they say these stupid things and it goes.
I don't think
YouTube.
It's really viral. I'm just trying to figure out what the
mindset was behind it. To me, it just got awful.
Oh, Elena, here we go. It's Masked Singer level dumb. Sorry, Carl.
Well, I've never Elena's seen Masked Singer. Favorite. I choose to not understand what that comment means.
Scott D, I tend to agree. This might be the dumbest thing they've.
Oh my God! Scott D might have become my favorite.
Here's my question, Colleen, because you are much more in tune with the Twitterverse, and everybody knows.
Not lately.
The
my
Twitterverse
new job, I don't get to be on the internet at all.
Is
all
the most important thing in the world, especially with the Facebook and Instagram outages. True. What are they saying on the Twitter? Do they agree with the sentiment of Jack and I and the rest of this chat with you alone on Ghost Island? Or are they on your side?
I truly don't know, honestly. Well, because I missed things when I'm on Twitter. So I realize I can't follow it as much while we're... I miss that whole Ricard being the one to say that guy, that telling Jeff that he shouldn't say guys anymore 2 weeks ago. That was a whole exchange, and I missed it because I was on Twitter. So I figured at that point I needed to come back.
Did that come up on Twitter?
No, because by the time it came up on Twitter, I had focused my attention back on the show.
Listen, Colleen, I'm sorry. You officially get the sad trombone.
Regardless, I believe that Twitter is...
You get the broccoli award tonight.
I get the broccoli award, the broccoli top award.
Yeah.
Broccoli head, like carrot head.
I like broccoli top. I like broccoli top.
Broccoli top, that's what it was.
Eating broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
So Broccoli Top got the extra vote, but then womp, 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 womp.
Actually, this kind of looks like bread, doesn't it?
Sort of.
It does. I
noticed, too, his teeth are really white. I noticed you said his hair is really dark, but Brad's teeth are really white.
So not only does he dye his hair, he whitens his teeth.
I have no problem with that. He can do whatever he wants.
If he was in Britain, they shun people that whiten their teeth and whatnot.
Oh my God, don't alienate British people. Stop now. I think that Twitter...
I like British people. That's what I'm saying. That's what they do. They make fun of people with teeth
whiteners. Twitter finds it amusing that they have to say the things, but overall doesn't see the point.
Listen, I can tell right now that you just...
Like you put yourself at risk for in order to only one person get it.
And even though it says risk, everybody opens it up. They don't hesitate.
Well, yeah, because, they're playing a game.
Yeah. All right, let me put a little.
When you play a game, you gotta play it hard.
When you play the game, you gotta play the game.
Yeah, Brad.
You know, that's when I run a farm,
we're getting voted out. We're missing out on Bradisms.
You know, there's something to them. You know, the Yogi Berras of the world, the Ringos of the world, where they have just those kind of silly turn of phrases. And without them,
Jerry Coleman,
without them, you wouldn't have A Hard Day's Night, which was Ringo saying a phrase that made no sense. Or what's one of the famous Yogi Berrisms?
It ain't over till it's over.
It ain't over till it's over. It's over. So you gotta
why am I drawing a blank on all the Yogi Berras?
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. But so to Brad, salute to you, sir, because I think you are a gentleman and a fun player, and you will be missed.
Sure.
All right. Who do you think had the best gameplay in today's episode from what we saw?
So, definitely not Tiffany or Sydney. Definitely not Nasir.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah. Should we talk about that a little bit, Nasir?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So I kind of figured we had seen so much of that Ua, the green tribe, that I called it when we started
the
challenge.
Tribe number three?
Like, they're losing.
Yeah, Colleen did call. I'll give credit. You said Ua was going home tonight.
I did. I said, Ua, they're losing.
Jamaica.
They're losing.
Ooh, I want to take you to Fiji, Bahama.
Come on, pretty. Come on,
and who was on bongos on that track? Young gentleman by the name of John Stamos.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like Ringo Starr and we bring it back together. Also, Yogi Berra maybe did a guest appearance.
Well, that'd be a reach.
I know.
Maybe his son could do it. Del Berra.
The dude that tours with Heart from Led
Zeppelin. So Nasir getting just
poor Nasir.
How come no one is he seems to trust people and everyone just backstabs him?
Maybe
he just gives easy sound bites. I don't know.
I think it's a case of, again, kind of maybe over eagerness.
Yeah.
And you know, he mentions that, you know, English isn't his first language, but I don't get a sense of any type of language barrier when he speaks.
I was thinking maybe it's only he knows phrases from Survivor. Mm-hmm. So maybe he says, we need to vote someone out. It's just
And maybe comes across a little more brash than maybe there's more subtlety there. So maybe that's what it is. If that's the case, I think it's a shame. I think he seems genuine and they do really like his presence. So where do you side on? Do you side with Nasir or do you side with Sydney on her blowing up his spot like immediately?
Well, I think Sydney's kind of an a-hole for blowing up his spot immediately. She really showed her ass there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would again?
Well, it was blurred out in the episode today. So
why was Sydney? Why would you do that?
I agree.
It's too early in the game to start. Nasir could be. You might need his vote down somewhere down the line.
She's a spoiled little rich girl. She told us enough in all of her freaking interviews.
But I'm just saying, it's stupid. You don't. You keep that in your back pocket. If you need it, then you say, okay, you go to, is it Deshaun he was talking about getting out?
He wanted to get Danny out so Danny he could out. Utilize
Danny.
Deshaun.
He goes, then you go, hey, Danny, look, I want to let you know Nasir is coming after you.
Mm-hmm. Right, don't make fun of him like a little, you know, high school diva witch in front of everybody else. Like that just looks, it's such an ugly look. And she's getting such an unfavorable edit between that and the
island. She's going to think she's a hero when she gets back.
Well, I think the only reason we haven't seen more of that is because they haven't been in trouble yet. But like,
I just think it's, again, you keep information is the most valuable thing. Yeah. And Survivor.
Yeah.
You don't have to go run and tell someone, right? I mean, like when he came back.
Or tell the whole beach. Hey. She told the whole beach.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it just was such an ugly look for her.
Yeah. I did. But the first Hold week on. When they were, the two guys were looking, was it Sean and Danny?
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for the idol. He came back and told them, I don't know if I can trust him. No, he's just giving you information.
Yeah.
Take the information.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Just some people. I just have you watched the show?
Well, and the thing is they've clearly benefited from having Nasir, who has all of these survival skills, right?
Yeah.
Because they've had fire, like all this stuff, like all these comforts. Also good in challenges.
And their shack looks pretty good.
And then you have a former NFL athlete. I mean, you have some, like, it's a really stacked team when you kind of look at it all together. Yeah. But because of that, they haven't had to go to tribal yet, and they haven't had to weed out or really kind of face or really challenge their alliances at all. And I think it's going to set up for a really maybe unfortunate situation whenever they do finally go to tribal. It's going to be explosive, I feel like.
They're going to be like, what's the team that, Pete and Abby Maria and RC was
the Chargers?
With Matt Singh, with Malcolm's first season. Mm-hmm. What was that tribe's name? Why am I blanking? I'm sorry.
I can barely remember this season's tribe.
It was Anabala Boogie.
No.
I don't know.
But you know how...
It was Tekoa. It was Tekoa.
They all went to, they hadn't been to a tribal before the merge. And then,
you really knew.
No, he did not know.
I don't even know this season's tribe names, Bear.
In Survivor Philippines.
It was, tribe number three.
So they had never been there. And then they got there and Denise and Malcolm were able to just, slide all the way through to the end because everybody hated each other team and hadn't been able to like work out their differences or whatever. Like the first chance they were like, we don't like blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And then it was Jeff Kent. And then he taught us about taxes and that was great. But,
like Barry Bonds,
Scott D. Also, as you guys brought up last time, love the idea of an ESPN megacast style or Monday Night Football with Peyton Eli style Survivor broadcast, put it on Paramount Plus or something, have Rob and rotate other players, make it happen. You have the wherewithal. You have a streaming service.
I would watch it.
And you would have more subscribers on Paramount Plus because maybe people that watch it on the broadcast, they're going to want the Paramount Plus so they can have the Rob and Sandra, whomever, live cast. That'd be so cool.
So they don't know ahead of time. I'm surprised Rob has a podcast hasn't done this.
You should tell him. Well, he lives in Raleigh now, so we should get him on the show. Okay,
you just drive over to his apartment.
Well, the thing there is, I think for
be like, I have an idea for you,
like a door to door salesman. Do I have in this suitcase the perfect idea? And then Nicole
will shut the door in your face, and you'll be it's not a vacuum.
It's not a vacuum. It's $1 million idea.
Actually, just write the idea and a little parchment paper and just throw it at his door. Like it's an idol.
I could be hanging there with a torch.
But I will say, I forgot what I was going to say. I think probably why most of us that aren't official CBS, like streaming the thing live, like at the same time, you wouldn't be able to broadcast it. So that's why I think it would have to be an official CBS thing.
Yeah,
alas. That's just
So these
are the bad plays of the game. Any other bad plays of the game before we get to the best playing of the game?
Bad plays of the game.
I think what was JD trying to do layups.
That had to be.
That's cheating, isn't it?
No, I don't think it didn't work. You can do it however you want.
You have to stay behind the line.
Didn't that just show his age, right? Like, just show he was so excited that he was
I have to stay behind the line on the ground, but if he jumps up, he's still technically not over the line until his feet touch the ground.
He was jumping over the line.
I don't know. It wasn't working.
Maybe because it was only going like 2 feet up in the air.
it's sad to say because I have no like vertical leap. Like, maybe it can go up that high. And I probably could have jumped about the same amount of height that JD was jumping in.
Look, I admired his enthusiasm. Unfortunately,
I love the kid. I think.
No, you thought he was worse than Brad, and he's still in the game. You don't deserve to breathe the same air as JD. JD, I got your back. Don't send
next week. Next week, if he quotes Wu, he should be voted off.
He was just doing an impression. I thought it was funny.
No, he says, my idols are. He quoted everyone.
He didn't
everyone
say that, idols. He was quote, doing impressions.
No, he said, I have Ozzy. Actually, he quoted people. All the ones that lost.
Maybe that's just a distraction. This is his gameplay. He's trying to make you think he's an overplayer, but he's really playing a subtle game, but using the overplay as a shield to his secondary game.
If that's what he's doing, he's an evil genius.
Colleen, your thoughts?
I think that he's just real proud of his hair.
It's good hair.
He's talked about his hair for three episodes straight now. Like, it's good hair.
And I get, I get it. He was, you know, bullied and picked on, and he's a good looking kid. Let's face it, right?
He just can't
do a layup.
You know, Wendell on Twitter tweeted at him like, "Yeah, we got to work on your layup."
But that's, you know,
and if I'm playing JD and horse, everyone's just going to be a layup. H. Oh.
No, I think, you know, again, it's kind of a youth thing. Like, you missed that bad once. Like, all right, I tried it. It didn't work. Let's try something else. But he kept going back to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It wasn't a great look.
What do you guys make of the scene in the very beginning with Liana being upset that they didn't take out Xander, and she was crying that
her... It was kind of forgotten, but it's a good call out. Yeah, what do you
like,
think of that?
It just went nowhere. Like, nothing happened this episode. So are we going to see something, like some kind of payoff in the future?
What I hated about that was the fact that that was a preview for this week, last week. And I'm thinking, maybe she was upset about, I guess she was upset about the vote, but I thought she was more upset that she should have voted Tiffany out and not, because at this point I'm like going, but it was kind of like you said it. Okay, this is how we're starting the show, and then we hear nothing about it. Now, yes, of course,
nothing.
Of course, they won the second immunity, so maybe that helped.
Right.
I think Xander would have been gone if they lose. They're gone. That was a winning move by him. Him getting those bags up on that thing,
mm-hmm. And it was
he had to do it.
Sure.
And it was really good. Like, it was some good shots because that was really hard, that challenge. Like, I don't know if I would have been able to do anything but, like, the lowest one. And when they got the lowest two, I was like, oh, no, how are we going to get the highest? And then they got the highest next.
I would have been dunking.
Oh, they did that.
I would have been dunking him.
Sure.
I've been like Michael Jordan.
No.
You'd have been like, hey, JD, youth, come over here. This is how it's done.
No, you wouldn't have been like Michael Jordan. You'd been like Michael Scott when the hoop was lowered.
Or Will Ferrell.
And then they lift it up. And then it's like, oh, I didn't know it went that high.
Hey. Speaking of the challenge, for the patrons, our son and / grandson Zachary and I do a bonus episode for the patrons each week where we talk about the challenge / challenges of each episode. So throw that out there. It's really
I
fun.
Guess it's okay. I don't know. I like one of the hosts of that show.
Bun Patty Bun.
Yeah, it's definitely Zach.
He's not Bun Patty Bun anymore. He's Zach Poopyhead.
Zachy Poopy. All right.
No, Zach has a huge future. The other hosts, though, kind of cringe. It's kind of cringe.
Time has passed that person
peaked.
By.
Yeah.
She's peaked.
Yeah, she peaked like 10 years ago.
I would say more like 6, but you know.
And going back to the challenge, though, who thought Tiffany was going in the water?
Oh, my God. I did, too.
I give her credit because I said, she's never going to make it. She's never going to make it. She's going to fall in the water. I'm going to say, see, you should have voted her out. But she held on.
Oh, my God, yes.
And why did Jeff say the hardest part was getting...
Like, good girl, you got this. Yay,
now fall in the water.
I give you a 3.5. You are crap.
Oh, my God, when he was like 3.5 for style, and she was just like, F you, Jeff.
I was like, wait for Jeff to have a close-up. This is the part where they jump in the water.
I hope he didn't get that they cut those out because I really want more of the Captain Obvious confessionals from Jeff Probst. I really want more of those. Were we too critical last week when they did it? Because I don't be scared, Jeff. I want more of the Captain Obvious confessionals.
Jeff, it's your show. You take it any direction you want.
Listen, I'm supporting your weird, scraggly COVID pandemic hair.
You mean like, his broccoli top?
His broccoli top, if you will. Well, it's more
wilted
of a...
It's like wilted broccoli top.
I mean, I guess it's more of like a dead cat top.
Ooh, sorry. I just accidentally pinged my phone, which was weird because I didn't...
What are you, on a summary?
Remember I was talking about the hosts of that show peaking 10 years ago?
Yeah. Is this the Hunt for Red October? What is that?
Have I ever seen
one
that
ping?
We've one watched ping. Hunt because we were rewatching all of the Jack Ryan movies.
That's right, before the TV show.
Correct.
So you
the
have
first seen. Season of that show is great. The second season,
I'm just second trying to figure out why the Russian guy's Scottish. I don't know.
Listen, don't you dare talk bad about Sean Connery, all right? He's James Bond. He's King Arthur. He's Dr. Jones Sr.
He smacked his wife around.
Well, I want one more comment about that. Anyways. Broccoli. Here we
go. All right. Anyway, as we start to wrap up, let's see.
Colleen just wants to know if she picked Brad or not. She's just like.
I didn't pick Brad. I picked Xander.
Was it me that picked Brad, you said?
I think so.
I didn't think I did.
I'm pretty sure.
We're going to have to wait till the end to tally the votes. Why do you guys keep trying to spoil the end of the show?
It's hey,
the
all thing I know is my person didn't get voted off today.
It's the thing that keeps people listening to the end of the show.
So, okay, let's see. JD wanted.
I mean, what's the deal with people trying to spoil the end of a podcast? I mean, if you're saying what it's going to be, then no one's going to stay to the end.
Ding, okay, so JD, I know you've been watching Seinfeld on Netflix reruns.
Do you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've never seen that show.
No,
it's like if George Costanza had his own show. Like it was just all George Costanza.
I know. Anyway, all right.
It might be better than Seinfeld sometimes.
Jay, we thought that it was cool camera play when they all got to that middle of the night adventure.
The middle of the night adventure was great. The camera quality, they must have like really stepped up their game because
they must have bought whatever you bought.
Yeah, it was a 12K camera, I'm pretty sure. Even though the human eye can't really see beyond 4K, it was definitely 12K.
And JD woke up and said, wow, Brad's lost some weight.
Yeah. Can I just say something, though? We didn't decide.
That was so dumb. It was dumb.
I got the oars. I got my shoes.
I found this piece of coconut in the trees for my head.
Hair.
but it actually makes it more likely that people will know that you're not there because, like, what if somebody has to go pee and they, like, stumble over your oar legs?
That was my first thought was, okay, now you're making it look like you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
Now you're putting bigger target on your back. Just leave and just say, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. And then I got lost. But odds are no one's going to say anything. But like you said, if someone wakes up to go to the bathroom, the hell is that?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so versus, funny. Yeah, if you're just gone, nobody's going to be staying up the whole time like, where's Brad? They're probably just thinking.
And do they not have a shelter? Or something.
They just want to sleep on the beach or something. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Wouldn't you, like if I could sleep on the beach, like sleep under the stars and like have the waves really crashing. Nice. Like falling asleep to waves is the best.
Yeah, but you got this.
Unless if you're in White Lotus and you have all of your digital,
you got sand fleas
on the beach with you,
stuff like that. What if it rains?
Jack, did you ever watch White Lotus on HBO Max?
I did not know.
You would
like it. Cindy would like it.
Steve Zahn is in it,
and she hated it.
It takes a minute, but Steve Zahn's in it.
I know, and so also the
Connie Britton.
No.
Jennifer Coolidge.
No.
But they are also in it.
They are.
The guy that breaks up with Faye.
He's not in it, is he?
He's in it.
Who's no.
In it? I thought he was
the
in
I
it.
The I Quit guy? No, he's not.
Yeah.
Who is he in it?
I thought he was in it.
No, he's not in it.
I thought he was in it.
What is his name on that movie?
Why am I drawing a blank on his newbie?
Jimmy from That Thing You Do. Jimmy's not in that movie.
Because I tweeted him a few times. I said, is it wrong that I hate Jimmy for breaking up the band? He goes, no, it's not.
The dude from The Office who played the gym intern is on it.
Yep. He's in
okay. The fake Jim.
The fake Jim. Yeah.
It's a really good show, and it ends in... Away.
It ends insane.
It ends.
All right, I will give it a shot.
Last two episodes are just bonkers. Like I don't even know how to say other than just
a former
bonkers.
Survivor player.
But exactly, Mike White of Survivor White. Fame wrote, directed, did everything. Like the credits are just like Mike White.
Yeah, I think he must have dreamed it up while he was on the island with nothing to do.
That was the vibe I got from it. Was like clearly he's doing this in Hawaii because it had to be Survivor influenced in some way, shape, or form.
I don't know what the actual story
I feel like it is.
I just know that the last two episodes where everything comes to a head. Actually, you know, it's starting with the episode where they take that sunset cruise.
Oh my god,
that's where everything just gets bonkers and just doesn't stop.
It starts slow. It definitely starts slow, but the comedy that comes from the absurdity is insane. It just gets insane. But either way, great show. Mike White, Survivor contestants, that we're tying into all this, but also my favorite movie he ever wrote, School of Rock. It's a classic. He also stars in it. Mike White.
Does everybody on this island suddenly get maps? Like, how did Shan get a map?
What's with these maps?
What? And they all have the same matching backpacks. Bags. Is that a first?
I don't know.
Because when they were walking off to Tribe, they all have these lime green bags. I'm like going,
oh, maybe. Maybe it was like...
So that way they don't hide anything in the back, their own backpacks or something?
Well, no, maybe they gave it to them because it was like, here's some hand sanitizer and like a face mask in case we want one. Like, maybe, I don't know.
Here's an idol if we like you.
Yeah, right. Here's a map to where the idol is.
All right. Yeah. Another question. Raise your hand if you thought Brad would have not found that idol that was right underneath his feet.
I did. I was like, oh, is he going to see it? Is he going to step on it? And it'll be like,
well, to be fair, he's tall. So it's a long way down. I mean, but. And I think they had it on a string, and they kept pulling out little bit by little bit by little bit. Then it was going up his leg,
and got to his lap. Just a little, slight little tickle to be like, yeah. What's that, a bug?
And he's like this, and finally goes,
he's like,
oh.
He's like, camera guy, my face is right here. The moneymaker's right here. Why do you keep filming my feet? I don't get it.
Look at my hair and teeth.
Look at this. You know how much these veneers cost me? If
there was like a drone on the island and the drone was on his feet. And he was like, no, up here.
Come on. Don't you guys know it? I know I'm a farmer, but I get where you should be shooting right now. It's the moneymaker.
Look at this hair. It's a curl little carrot top. No, broccoli top.
Yeah, I go, what are we doing?
Okay, we talk a lot about the bad play of the game. Can we pick?
But I'm saying though, they know Brad's. He sits there every time we see him. He's sitting there, so they know Brad is going to sit there, right?
I guess, yeah.
So they're basically saying, okay, Brad, we're going to give you a chance. They're dictating the game. I don't like it.
Well, it didn't work out well for Brad, so they're thinking that he got lost, that he got booted today. Okay, who had the best play of the game? Like, who was playing the best game today? I think last week, we kind of felt like Shan was playing the best game. Who do you think was playing the best game today?
Can we say because of a challenge? I say with Xander. He saved himself.
Okay, that's a good nominee.
If he doesn't sink that last one,
I think Xander's a fair nominee. Colleen, who's your nominee for best play of the game?
I think Xander's a great pick. I'll also say Shan, because clearly she has so much power in that tribe that everyone's going to her to save themselves. Not Ricard, not Jenny. They're going to Shan.
I think Ricard's using everyone as a shield. He's the guy that bitches behind the scenes and then goes and then lets everybody out. Except he did say, I'm voting for someone that lied.
Well, and that's what's interesting is I think last week why I think Shan was kind of our consensus player of the game. Because it seemed like she was kind of influencing Ricard and he was the one kind of going out and putting it out there. It seemed like a kind of flip-flop where Ricard was more in the background and Shan was more involved. Shan's still my winner's pick, but I kind of think...
She's getting a winner's edit, Jay.
She's getting a winner's edit. I know. But I'm going to say maybe Ricard flipped the script a little bit today.
Who's the girl that he was saying... What's her name that he... accused of lying, and she said he wrote his name. She, well, at least Jenny. She spelled my name.
Jenny.
She almost broke her foot.
I know. Oh,
when they lost the I said, she, because even your mom was watching, my wife was watching, and I go, you could have broke your foot, and your whole game would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep, man, I was like, that was crazy.
So we are kind of tied, and it seems like Shan, by vote of, I assume the Shan is Shan, is player of the game.
No, Shan is Xander.
Shane. It's Shan. It's, Shan.
Shan is slang for Xander.
Shan.
Xander do.
Shander.
Xander.
No. Listen, we were all tied. We let the people who are here live with us.
They're none of my favorites.
Break the tie. No, they broke the tie. Roe as well. Row as well. Shan, 2 weeks in a row, player of the game, for what it's worth.
Whatever.
All right. It is now time for some listener feedback. Colleen, what do we got from the listeners today?
We have an email from Mandy.
Mandy!
And she says, sorry, I can't join live tonight, but
You know who's not our favorite? Mandy.
Oh, my God. WTH, this is beyond Idol Under the Pillow. It's literally out in the open for anyone to find.
It wasn't an idol, though. It wasn't an idol. It was an advantage.
It was still stupid.
It was.
Note to next week.
And not even funny.
Don't drink beer during the show if you want to keep all the advantages straight. I don't drink during Survivor anymore, actually. Because there's just too much to keep straight. Also, I'm still embarrassed about the finale of season 40. I don't want to come into the show drinking, having drank already. I'm sure you, and plus we watch it with Zachary now, so three reasons to not drink.
Yeah, at least it keeps you honest now. It's great.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure you've already talked about it, but Brad didn't pull off the phrase as well as Xander.
Yeah. No. Xander nailed it. Again, I think Xander's the runner-up for player of the game, but I do think Shan wins it.
And Xander, he was looking, come on, there's got to be a third person. Why you guys can't find this?
Come on, Blue.
Come on, Blue.
Come on, Blue.
You're my boys.
You're my boy, Blue. Blue. Blue, I love you.
Can Jeannie or someone else who knows the phrase that pays say it since Brad is gone? That's a great question. I would guess, I don't know. Like, that would be pretty ballsy, right? To just be like, yo, broccoli hair, go. I'd like to see the producers tell her. If all three people have found it, I would love to see the producers be like.
And I'm sure it's just nope. Editing. I'm sure it's just editing, but Jeff doesn't. I'm sure he didn't go after Brad Butch said his thing that he goes, Xander, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I feel like Jeff was so excited that he had this opportunity that he actually did. Because you know how Jeff can't control himself? He's like, I'm going to create this moment.
But it'd be like, okay, Jeff, you're really putting the focus on me that I might have an idol. Stop helping me.
Well, we don't know because maybe he had a lot of conversations and they only edited it to that moment.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way he went straight to Xander and said, hey, what do you think of that?
I feel like he did. I honestly would not put it past him to be like.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Wait, now that Brad is out, does he invalidate? No, I assume that I'll go back into the wild. And again, the secret will be more of not a secret. I mean, already, how many people on that tribe know the secret? It was Jeannie and Shan, right? So. If Ricard finds it or
well, Ricard, you think Ricard JD. Doesn't know? You don't think Shan told him?
We haven't seen it. So if we haven't seen it, I'm going to assume it didn't happen. That's my guess.
Okay, because he seems like someone you don't want to cross.
No, I agree, but I'm just going to assume that it happened because we haven't seen it. So, but it very well could have, but we have not seen it in the game so far.
Okay.
Colleen, any other things there from Andy or any other listeners?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Other than the chat.
What? Well, we've talked about the chat. Chat? Yeah. The chat? The chat.
Talked about the chat.
Like that bird?
I forgot about JD's quote. It's like when you throw crap at the fan and the fan's a crap fan. I go, okay, I've never heard that one before. So you already got crap.
Oh my God.
And you got crap on the fan. I thought that was good.
All right. Let's look at these here. So preseason picks. Brad, I said pre-merge. Jack and Colleen said merge. So I get a point and you get nothing. You lose.
Way to go, Brad. You really screwing up my game, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
But Jack, I think you're going to be happy because it was you.
I knew it. I knew
who
it.
Who picked Brad to go home?
Honestly, couldn't remember who I picked.
I'm so excited for you.
I said, I didn't pick Brad. Who did I pick? I couldn't remember.
No, because I wanted to pick Brad, but I picked Xander because I didn't want us all to have the same pick.
Now I remember that. Yes, yeah. I do remember that.
So let me zoom this up a little
bit. I'm super. I'm excited that I was wrong.
So, Jack, who has only had one tally, now has two, And Colleen and I are tied for the lead with 3 apiece. My winner's pick, Shan, is still in it. Colleen's winner pick, Ricard, is still in it. And Jack's second winner's pick, Evie, is still in it. All right, who's going home? Week 4, Colleen, you have the first pick.
You got, well, week three up there.
Give me, I'll edit. Just give me a second.
I want to say Sydney, but I feel like they're so physically dominant that they probably will get immunity.
Take your time. It's not like we're live or anything.
It's not like we're live. What did it matter? You didn't edit when we weren't live either.
But now we're down to 3 viewers. We lost a viewer in the amount of time
we've been doing. I think it was JP though, so it's okay.
Well, JP leaves probably left the beginning.
That's true. I want to go at Sydney so much.
I was like, what's that squeaky noise? And I finally figured
fine, out. Even though it's probably not going to be, I'm going to go with Sydney.
All right, Sydney.
I mean, it's probably going to be Tiffany or Liana.
My pick is up next. I'm just going to stick with Tiffany. I'm going to ride this one out. I think she's a terrible player. Jack, what's your pick?
I'm calling it now.
Oh.
I'm calling my shot. Xander gets the votes, but he plays his die.
Oh.
And it saves him. And Tiffany goes home.
Oh. All right. So now, since you are adding extra levels to your prediction, I will give you a chance to wager tally points. You have 2 to wager. You also could go into the negative. I know that was a controversy, but I will allow you to go into the negative. But
just go with Xander, dude. Because if they go home, he's going home. If they go, he's going home.
Well, right, he'd have no reason not to play his die.
Okay. But I'm saying, so Jack, well, would you like to wager extra tally points to reward?
I will wager 1 tally point.
1 tally point that Xander will get voted out.
But voted he plays out. His die.
Is that what theory Elena wants to know?
Yes.
Voted out, but will successfully use or unsuccessfully use die?
Successfully. Well, it's going to go his way.
Will successfully use die.
Because they don't want to have to hide another idol.
And Tiffany.
Or advantage. That's a disadvantage.
Oh, Lord.
So he'll fail upwards is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
He is a white male. All right. So.
With big nipples.
Xander voted out, but will successfully.
Use his nipples as a die?
Successfully use die.
And Tiffany gets sent home. All right.
Tiffany gets sent home. So Jack has wagered.
Because it'll be 3 votes for Xander, but they'll have to re-vote. And Tiffany
I don't know. I feel like Xander, if that tribe goes, they're just going to vote out Xander. Because Liana
wants
her moment. Liana wants her big moment.
They will vote out Xander, but he's going to play his die, which makes, because he didn't have a vote.
Remember, he doesn't have a vote. He doesn't have a vote. Now, you've wagered a die, Jack. So even you're willing to wager the 1 tally point. I'm going to, as the banker of this game, I will give you an extra 3 points if this becomes true. Because it's insane. Wow.
I like this. I like this game.
You should put that in like red. So are you going to give him your points?
Nope. I'm just going to give him 3 arbitrary points. Mainly because I don't think it's going to happen. He's going to be down a thing. I think he's risking the biscuit here. And I'm willing to, as the game master, say, if this becomes true, it'll be insane.
Much like Xander will fail upwards if he does this, you're helping Jack fail upwards with...
It's an insane wager.
So he pulls ahead of the rest of us.
It's insane.
All right, it's kind of insane.
There's no way this is going to happen. Colleen.
What you said, you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
If I was a Vegas odds maker, There's no way I would put any odds on that wager because it's a horrible one. So as the house.
Why? The producers are just dying for somebody to play their die.
I know.
They're dying.
So I, as the house, I'm going to give, I'm going to spot him.
I see what you did there.
I'm going to spot him an extra 3 points if this thing actually becomes true. As the house. And on that note, that should wrap up this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Colleen, we have a lot of people to thank for making this show possible. Tons, thousands, tens of thousands of people over the years that have supported this show. But we have some people to especially thank. And who are those people, Colleen?
Eckhart Rigner, Jack from Tokyo, formerly of Tokyo, now of France. Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you all so much, and thank you to all the patrons that make this possible. We do appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. We've got different levels. You can do $1 a month, or you can do $5 a month, and in which
we're still waiting for that first person with a million.
Super waiting for that. Super waiting for that. So
you only have to do it 1 month.
Yeah. I know Zuckerberg lost like $6 billion yesterday, but Bezos, if you hear us, $1 million a month is like nothing. It's like a tax write off practically. It's not as great as Cayman Islands account or whatever, but still, regardless. Anyway, thank you guys though. The hangout level. I'm sorry. The bonus level will get you the really adorable little mini episode that Zach and I do every week about the challenges, which we have fun. And it's funny when we started doing this, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was young and it was kind of like pulling teeth. And now he just gets right up to the microphone and he's like, here's what I want to say.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty adorable, but yeah.
Well, that went a little bit longer than I expected.
That's what she said.
But still excited to be here.
Why is that joke still funny after all these years?
It just really is.
So thank you all for joining us tonight live. Our live people in the chat tonight, thank you so much.
Yeah, none of you.
If you can't join us live, send us an email, survivorjjc@gmail.com.
But really, join us live, youtube.com/jayandjack, I think. I don't know. But until next time.
I don't know.
Hasta luego.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.